Black FM.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu Volume 123 von Black FM, dem Podcast, der aktuelle Themen zum Verein SK Sturm Graz beleuchtet, hinterfragt, analysiert und diskutiert. Die heutige Ausgabe ist wieder mal dem Thema Champions League Podcast Black FM gewidmet. Wir haben weder Kosten noch Mühen gescheut, einen Gesprächspartner bzw. eine Gesprächspartnerin für euch aufzutreiben, um über Sporting Clube do Portugal oder Sporting Lissabon, wie andere sagen, noch einmal im Detail sprechen zu können. Und siehe da, nach langer, langer Suche hat sich jemand gefunden, der mit uns, respektive mit mir, sprechen wollte. Jo, und dieses Gespräch konnten wir gerade eben aufzeichnen. Ich mache jetzt noch die Anmoderation und dann eine kleine Nachmoderation. Mit mir gesprochen hat Mariana Cordeiro Ferreira vom Sporting 160 Podcast. Ein Fan-Podcast, so wie Black FM auch, die, glaube ich, mit ganz, ganz viel Herzblut über Sporting podcasten. Haben eine ähnliche Gründungsgeschichte wie wir, sind zu Zeiten gegründet worden, wo Sporting nicht so gut ging und durchleben jetzt halt auch tolle Zeiten bei Sporting. Mariana hat auf sehr unvergleichlich portugiesische Art und Weise ganz, ganz, ganz viel über Sporting erzählt, über die Geschichte erzählt, ganz, ganz viel über The Beautiful Manager Ruben Amorim, über The Beautiful Player Victor Gyökeres, über The Beautiful Player Konrad Harder, über The Beautiful Player Pedro Gonçalves und über viele andere Spieler. Sie hat sehr, sehr geschwärmt. Man merkt, das grün-weiße Herz sitzt bei Mariana wirklich, wirklich am rechten Fleck. War ein sehr interessantes und amüsantes und teilweise sehr bewegendes Gespräch. Großes Fanherz, das da auf der Zunge getragen wird. Wir wollen auch gleich reinhören. Vorab noch ein paar zweckdienliche Hinweise. Zweckdienlicher Hinweis 1. Das Gespräch ist mehr oder minder auf Englisch aufgenommen. Ihr werdet, wenn ihr es hört, merken, warum ich das so sage. Und der zweite Punkt ist, die Leitungen nach Lissabon waren leider ein bisschen instabil. Es lag nicht an uns, lag wohl eher am Internet in Lissabon. Und darum hatten wir einige Dropouts während dem Gespräch. Wir haben es versucht mit nochmal aufnehmen und nochmal aufnehmen. Hat nichts geändert. Es blieb also dabei. Wir mussten ein bisschen schneiden. Tut uns sehr leid. Mariana hat aber durchaus ausschweifend geantwortet und sich des Öfteren in den Antworten auch wiederholt. Also am Ende des Tages kriegt ihr die Message mit, trotzdem wir schneiden mussten. Ich hoffe, ihr verzeiht uns das. Ja, und dann springen wir gleich hinein ins Gespräch mit Mariana vom Sporting 160 Podcast.
Black FM.
Und wen wir jetzt hier für euch in der Leitung haben, ist Mariana vom Sporting Podcast 160. Hello, Mariana. How are you doing in Lisbon?
Hi, Frank. I'm fine and hope that you guys are fine as well. Thanks for the invitation and thanks for having me here.
Thanks for your time. Great to have you on the show. So, Mariana, right away, please tell me what your podcast, Sporting 160, is all about.
It's all about Sporting, and it's a podcast made by fans for the fans. It's not an official podcast of Sporting, but we have the podcast since 2018. So we have a lot of programs, live programs, mostly of them. And we have a Patreon as well. We work mostly every week on Mondays. But this year we have a little bit of work besides the podcast. That's why we are not making the podcasts as much as we want to, because all of us have our jobs and our families and everything else.
Yeah, it's a pity. I know that.
yes. That's why we cannot record it as much as we want to, but we are trying to make everything work.
Okay, great. So, Mariana, Talking about sporting and being a sporting fan or supporter, how is it to run a sporting podcast in these times? Because to us, it looks like these are rather good times for sporting.
Yes, Sporting wasn't a champion. I believe you know that. Sporting wasn't a champion of Portugal during 19 long, hard years. Mm-hmm. And we are a big club, a history club in Portugal. And that was tough times, you know, because it's all magic and all perfect when you win. But it's all hard and everyone has an opinion when you don't win trophies, when you don't have a project, when you can see that no one in the club has a plan for the future, has a plan for what's going on, has a plan for being a champion. And I believe that from now on, since like 2020, I believe, Sporting has a different mindset. And that came with Ruben Amorim, because it's a beautiful coach, as you can tell, and as you can see everyone in Europe. But I believe that the mindset, it's different now. And running a podcast from Sporting since 1918, passing through all of the years that was tough, mm-hmm. and now having like a mindset of the winning team, a mindset of champions, it's more easy today than it was 5, 6, 7 years ago.
Yeah, okay, we know that because it's quite a similar story at Sturm Graz.
Yeah.
The mindset of champions, very, very nice. Talking about this, will we see a prime Sporting-like team on Tuesday in Klagenfurt? What do you think? Is this the prime?
I believe that Sporting, and sorry for interrupting you, Frank, I believe that Sporting has now a different mindset, as I said, but a different mindset than in the pitch. So we know, we supporters know that besides we are losing 2-0 or 3-0 or whatever, we can win that. And we will fight for it. And we will fight for the result. Mm-hmm. I believe that Sporting prime that you are talking about, it's a Sporting that it's created by a Amorim atmosphere. Like, how can I say it? It's like a champion mindset, and passes that to the players. We have like Pedro Gonçalves, who is back for tomorrow's game. Mm-hmm. But I believe that Pedro Gonçalves, Nuno Santos, and all the players that are in Sporting now, mm-hmm. I believe that the mindset that we can see the difference now. And I believe that it was a plan, like Amorim said when he arrived at Sporting. But it's a future plan. It's a mindset plan that Sporting could create. Like, how can I say it? Like a motivation sentence. It's like, our mindset is winning. And after 19, as I said, 19 long years without winning, mm-hmm. that mindset, it's so special. It's so good to see. And Sporting has an offensive team now. And I believe that it's quite different from last year or the year before, because we see that the team can play eye to eye with the big giants of mm-hmm. Europe.
I see. So now we learned what the difference is between sporting before Amorim and sporting after Amorim, and what the Amorim mindset means to you. But now coming to the team this year, what do you see is the difference between sporting in 2023 and this year's team and performance in 24? Because my guess is in this year, it's the first time since years your team is having a negative transfer balance in autumn, which means you didn't sell any key players this year. Is this the difference? Just not having lost key players?
Yes, I believe that Sporting last year has had a tough time with the sellings, but this year we can keep the good players that we have: Jokeres, Pedro Gonçalves, Nuno Santos, Gonçalo Inácio. I believe that we kept the players that are crucial to the team and are crucial to the bench and are crucial to the support of Amorim's idea. And that's the difference between Sporting last year and Sporting of this year. I believe that we create, like I was saying once again, sorry for repetition, but I believe that a mindset that we have, it's a continued plan of the time, and Sporting can kept that players and can have that player for one more season. My afraid, and I believe that everyone's had afraid of selling Jokeres. Mm-hmm. Luckily or not, Jokeres had an injury in the knee, right? Mm-hmm. Knee, I believe.
Yeah.
Luckily Jokeres can stay one more season. I hope that Jokeres can stay like 20 years in Sporting, but that won't happen. I have my feet well stayed in the land, but I believe that's the most wonderful thing that we can see after last year. It's Jokeres. I believe that Jokeres came with an offensive perform that can help all the team, not playing for him, mm-hmm. but playing with him.
Mm-hmm. I see. But Jokeres is a nice topic, because there's one thing, or maybe there are more things, but especially one thing, Sporting and Sturm Graz are having in common, and this common thing is a fable for a player called Konrad Harder. Sturm had him on his shopping list, and then a Portuguese team in green and white showed up and overpaid him massively. 19 million bucks. Are you crazy?
I believe that Harder, it's hard to get, and we are playing fair about the transfer game, because I don't know if you know this, but Sporting had Johan Idish on the shopping list, mm-hmm. and we cannot buy him. So we had to find a solution, mm-hmm. and the most how can I say it? The most beautiful solution, I believe that it's Harder, because Konrad has a similar
physics like Jokeres, I think.
A similar physics like Jokeres, a similar mindset in the game and watching the game and thinking the game itself. So I believe that Harder and Jokeres are the best players that I can have in the offensive mm-hmm. stuff of of sporting.
I see.
Sorry about harder, but we cannot leave them in a place like he cannot play with Vittorio Cash, because it's a crime if those two doesn't play.
I see. So, on the game on Tuesday in Klagenfurt, what do you think? Would we see Harder or would we see Gyökeres as a forward?
I think that we can see both of them because they played
Harder on left and Gyökeres in the center. I saw. Yeah.
Yeah. I believe that Harder is a beautiful player and can complement. That can help Gyökeres and help the team and help with everything on the pitch, but they have an harmony playing together that I'm 32 years old, so I don't have seen anything like that on Sporting before. Pedro Gonçalves is back on the team, but I believe that Ruben Amorim will play with Harder and Gyökeres at the 11 team.
Yeah, and maybe Trincao.
Yeah, I believe that because we don't have Edwards, he's injured, still injured. So I believe that Trincão will be the best player to have on the other side, on the left side of Konrad and Gyökeres. But I believe that 15 minutes before the game is over, Pedro Gonçalves can enter and can make the difference.
I see. Okay, if it will be necessary at the time of the game, but let's see that on Tuesday. So how's about the center? Braganza or Morita on the side of Hjulmand?
I love, that's the best word.
Yeah.
Daniel Bragança. But I believe that for Strømgren, the best player to start the game on the side of Hjulmand, it will be Morita.
Okay, yeah.
Because we need to close the midfielders.
Yep.
And I believe that Morita is better doing that. Then Bragança at the moment, but Bragança and Hjulmand are the best midfielders that I have in Sporting right now.
Okay, so let's go one line back. In your defense, I'm spotting some problems. I see Diamandé injured. I see Quaresma injured. So, who will, because Diamandé is injured for a long time. Quaresma, I think, is, I don't know when he catched his injury. I think it was last weekend or so.
Yes.
Yeah. So, who will replace Quaresma? Will we see Ramos or will we see, I think it's Fresneda? Fresneda? I don't know who's
Fresneda. Fresneda. Yes. I believe that Ruben Amorim could make a surprise there. Because we have a small team. We don't have so much players as other teams in Europe. And we don't have the Diamandé and we don't have Quaresma, but we have Gonçalo Inácio, we have the Bas. But Amorim could see on the practice this week. But I'm almost sure that Amorim could place Fresneda on the Quaresma side, because Fresneda has so much quality, but because we have more players to play in that position and in that side of the pitch. I believe that he don't had the chance to show what he's capable of. Tomorrow can be a good chance.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Slowly coming to the end of our small chat here. Let's go to the real truth. What do the sporting supporters think about your next opponent, Sturm Graz? Do you have any opinion on this small team from Austria, or is it like you don't care who that is?
No, we care. We always care. That's our problem, believe me. But I believe that mostly of the supporters in Portugal, general, not just Sporting, but I believe that most supporters of Portugal teams don't know Austrian teams as well as we want to, because we see Premier League, we see La Liga, we see Serie A, and that's all. And Bundesliga, maybe.
Yeah.
That's Austrian Liga. We don't saw. I talk for myself. Mm-hmm. But last year when we play against Sturm Graz, we saw that we don't know the team, of course, but we saw that the supporters of Sturm Graz are mostly like us. What I mean with this, it's like you had a magical place in your stadium. You had a magical way to be in the stadium. And I believe that that's the magic of football. The philosophy of Sporting in Portugal, because we know that Sturm Graz had beautiful years, long time ago.
Yes,
but we know that, and we know that you are a historic player of Austria, but you are passing by a storm now from that phase, but. We know that you are a good team, and we want to win the game this Tuesday.
I see. Okay, so my last two questions.
Okay.
The first question regarding the game on Tuesday, and then I have another question for our very ending of this chat. Question one is. What is your expectation of the game in Klagenfurt? Give me your hint. Give me your tip. Give me your. What do you think? What do you feel about the result?
I believe that Sporting can win easily that game, and that's the truth. But I believe that Harder will score one goal.
Mm-hmm.
Not celebrating, but will score one goal. And Jokeres will score another one. Mm-hmm. And maybe Trincão can score 3-0. Like remembering the game in Lisboa last year.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that can happen this Tuesday against Sturm Graz.
Okay, small reminder. The game in Austria was a 2-1. And you had severe problems in the first half. But okay,
yes.
We're going to see what it will be.
I remember that.
We will see. I heard you've been there, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and I really enjoy it. Like the atmosphere and the philosophy that I was talking about on the, I believe, last question that you made me. It's like a magical place. It's like... I know that the game this Tuesday is not on the same place, and I believe everyone knows that.
Mm-hmm.
But the magic on your stadium, the magic on the game, the magic of the supporters and the boats that you put there, Caravela, we say, It was like magic, and we felt home there.
Okay.
We felt home.
Great.
I can talk for myself and
Yeah.
for many persons, as I know, because it was really, really magic, and we can thank you for making us feel like welcome, of course, but mostly playing at home, playing with friends. I believe it was a game, of course, and only a team can win. Mostly, but I believe that we all felt home on the stadium
Okay.
last year, and that's the magic that we have now.
Okay. So one little thing I have to mention: the game could have also ended draw. And we would,
I know.
And I think we would take that on Tuesday as well. So, Mariana, last question. You were talking a lot about Ruben Amorim.
Yes.
And there are a lot of rumors that quite big teams are very interested in your manager. So, how afraid are you that he's leaving Sporting within the next season?
I believe that Ruben Amorim had made good work in Sporting, like the atmosphere that he saw when he arrived. It's completely different than the atmosphere that we have now. I'm afraid because we don't sign yet a contract with Ruben Amorim for 15 years.
But, yeah, okay.
Ruben Amorim is a well made coach, and when Sporting bought him to Sporting Braga, Ruben Amorim had like 5 games in the first league of Portugal, and cost us 10 million bucks. And Ruben Amorim has grown with us, and we have grown with Ruben Amorim. And I want to keep him in a box, like in Sporting, forever. Mm-hmm. That's what I want to.
Okay.
But I cannot blame him to dream about the other stages or to dream about Premier League. If I may ask, I can ask for Amorim to switch Sporting from a Premier League team, not other one, Premier League team. And please, God, please, if you exist, if you are hearing me, please, Manchester United, not Manchester City. Not Manchester City, please.
Okay.
Because Manchester City has taken us Vienna, and Manchester United both has Nani, Cristiano Ronaldo, and most of the players he can buy, Ruben Amorim as well. 100 million. That's that's just numbers, but
yeah.
I can sell Ruben Amorim to Manchester United, only Manchester United.
Okay.
I cannot accept Manchester City, but Manchester United for 100 million.
Okay, so we're going to tell him on Tuesday. and to calm you down, he has an existing contract with your side until the 13th of June 2026. So still some time, but maybe the right time to get your 100 million bucks from Manchester United. Okay, Mariana.
Let's see. Sorry, Frank. Tell me.
No problem. Thank you very much for your time and for this big amount of information about Sporting and this little glimpse into your heart and some how can I say it now and transporting your feelings about your club. That was really great to hear, really great to experience. Thank you very much for your openness. And I'm wishing you all the best, wishing you best luck in the league in Portugal, hoping for the championship again, and maybe not so much luck on Tuesday in Klagenfurt, but after that, a lot of luck with the upcoming Champions League matches. I saw you also play Leipzig in January, as we also do, so maybe both of our teams could do something against Red Bull Leipzig. So, Mariana, thank you very much.
Thank you for your invitation. Sorry for my bad English because it's not working as well as I want to.
No problem.
But I might express what the feelings that yes. I have.
I'm sure you brought it through. And it's great to have you on the show. Thank you very much.
Chat and this conversation. Thank you a lot for this chat. And I wish you the best of luck in your championship and not on Tuesday.
Okay.
Sorry, Frank.
No problem. Thank you, Mariana.
So, das war's also, das Gespräch mit Mariana vom Sporting 160 Podcast. Wie soll ich sagen? Durchaus lehrreich. Sehr bewegend, wie ich schon angekündigt habe am Anfang. Sie trägt das Herz wirklich auf der Zunge, die Mariana, wie es sehr viele portugiesische Fußballfans gerne tun. Sie hat uns also berichtet, dass es ganz toll ist, momentan einen Podcast über Sporting zu machen, weil die Leidensgeschichte von Sporting davor doch auch eher lang war und sie jetzt recht happy sind, über dieses sehr erfolgreiche Team podcasten zu können. Dann hat sie uns auch noch erzählt, dass mit dem Erscheinen von Ruben Amorim sich vor allem auch das Mindset bei Sporting geändert hat. Da sehe ich ja durchaus eine Parallele zu unserem SK Sturm. Und dass Ruben Amorim sozusagen so ein Gewinner-Mindset mitgebracht hat, das nicht nur der Verein in sich jetzt trägt, sondern auch die Fans ein bisschen mit inhaliert haben und ein großes Vertrauen in dieses Team haben. Ob wir Prime Sporting sehen, da hat sie mir mehr oder minder zugestimmt. Da mussten wir leider ein bisschen schneiden, da hatten wir Dropouts. Den großen Unterschied zwischen Sporting 2023 und 2024 sieht sie, wie ich vermutet habe, auch ganz stark darin, dass sie einmal keine Keyplayers verloren haben und die wichtigsten Spieler halten konnten. Da kam dann auch ihre Liebeserklärung an Viktor Gyökeres, der für sie anscheinend ein ganz, ganz wichtiger Baustein dieses Erfolgs von Sporting zu sein scheint. Dann habe ich sie auf Konrad Harder angesprochen, den Spieler, den Sturm ja auch auf der Liste hatte, der aber dann von Sporting mit 19 Millionen ein bisschen überbezahlt wurde und somit nicht mehr auf unserer Shoppingliste war. Und auf die 19 Millionen ist sie nicht wirklich eingegangen. Sie hat mehr davon gesprochen, dass es einfach ein beautiful player ist und dass er auch super harmoniert mit Gyökeres, was leider stimmt. Und dass es somit klar war, dass Sporting den holen muss. Bei der Transferbilanz, die Sporting in den meisten Jahren vor diesem Jahr hatte, ist es auch relativ easy, relativ groß einzukaufen. Genau, ob wir ihn am Dienstag sehen, da war sie sich nicht ganz sicher. Dafür ist sie sich recht sicher, dass wir in der Zentrale Morita sehen werden und dass das Verletzungsthema vielleicht mit einer kleinen Überraschung in der Verteidigung geklärt wird. Ich habe ja auf Freschneider getippt, sie hat dann ein bisschen herumfabuliert, aber dann letztendlich auch auf Freschneider getippt. Mal sehen, wer rechts hinten bei Sporting verteidigen wird. Und dann hat sie recht ausführlich auch über ihren Ausflug in Graz erzählt und geschwärmt, vor allem von unserer Choreo mit den Schiffen, die in die europäische See stechen. Da waren die Portugiesen wahnsinnig beeindruckt. Das habe ich damals schon live mitbekommen, dass die das alle super gefunden haben. Sie hat das jetzt nochmal bestätigt. Das war sehr beautiful. Sie haben sich sehr wohl gefühlt in Graz, sehr willkommen gefühlt in Graz. Sie geht aber schon stark davon aus, dass am heutigen Dienstag ein sehr, sehr klares Ergebnis dann am Ende der Anzeigetafel, auf der Anzeigetafel in Klagenfurt stehen wird. Sie hat auf ein 3-0 getippt und darauf, dass alle ihre Stürmer, auf die sie tippt, also Harder, Gyökeres und Trincao, jeder einmal trifft. Ja, wir hoffen ganz stark, dass sich Mariana täuscht und dass das Spiel am heutigen Dienstag vielleicht doch ein bisschen anders ausgeht. So, das war's auch schon mit diesem Special. Wir hoffen, das war für euch noch eine kleine brauchbare Zusatzinformation vor dem Spiel heute um 21 Uhr im Auswärtsheimstadion in Klagenfurt. Wer weiß, vielleicht können unsere Schwarzen gegen das 450-Millionen-Team aus Lissabon ja überraschen. Aber ganz unabhängig vom Spielausgang und auch ganz unabhängig, wo und wie ihr unseren Schwarzen heute die Daumen drückt, es gibt für uns sowieso und vor allem in diesem Herbst nur ein Motto und das lautet alles für die Schwarzen. In diesem Sinne wünschen wir euch je nachdem einen guten Morgen, einen schönen Tag, einen geruhsamen Abend bzw. eine gute Fahrt nach Klagenfurt. Aber auf alle Fälle bis bald bei Black FM.
Black FM.
Cut. Und wer hat's produziert? Das Pod. Deine Podcast-Agentur.